Thank you for calling SBO Logistics. This is Courtney speaking. How can I help you?
Name again? Sorry, I missed it.
My name is Courtney. Your name.
Courtney? Cool. Hey, man, my name is Carmen, and I guess we had a mess up today, and I guess I'm partially responsible, but I need to figure out what happened. My wife stayed home from work today, and then I got the phone call saying that the truck was going to be there in 15 minutes. I called her right away, and then somehow the truck, the guy said they'd sat there for 15 minutes waiting, but she even shoveled the snow while she waited in that 15 minutes. I don't know what happened. And now she's telling me that the delivery won't happen until Tuesday. So I'm in the doghouse. I don't know how I'm in the doghouse, but can someone tell me what really happened here so I can figure this out, so I can at least go home and make a case for this? Hello?
Yes, sir. Can I have the telephone number associated on account?
773-617-5337.
All right, just grab me the one. Might it take a minute or two to pull up by the telephone number? You said.
Sorry?
Can I get the telephone number one more time, please?
773-617-5337.
All right, just bear with me one moment. It takes a minute or two to pull up by the telephone number, so just bear with me, okay?
Hello?
Hello, sir?
Yes.
I do apologize, by the way. Can I have the first and last name? Can you verify the address for me?
My name is Carmen. First name is Carmen, C-A-R-M-E-N. My last name is Maugeri, M-A-U-G-E-R-I. The address is 1959 West Race Avenue, Chicago, 60622.
Thank you for that verification. All right, now, I'm looking at the order. The technician called in. The technician called us at, well, in our system, it got a stamp at 3:30. He called, that's when the agent put the notes in the system. The technician called in and let us know that the customer was a no-call, no-show. So they call and let
there.
The customer, the technician
there,
called
there are two people,
in.
There were two people on the whole day. All right, please, I apologize. I didn't mean to talk over you.
The technician called in and said that they gave the customer call ahead to let them know that they're 15 minutes away.
Which at that moment I called and said, told my wife that they were 15 minutes away. At that moment, my wife went outside and shoveled the stairs in the front sidewalk.
Okay, so the technician said that he was outside about 10 minutes already when he called us. So when he called us, he was there
for 10 minutes already.
Mm-hmm.
So he left 5 minutes after he made the phone call?
He called us, and the agent was on the phone. I listened to the recording because I don't want to spoke with your wife, and I got to reschedule for the second because that's the next day. I don't want to spoke with your wife. So as her request, she asked me to listen to the call because everything was a lie. I listened to the recording. The whole recording from the agent when the time the tech called in until the time hung up, it was 25 minutes call. So I advised her, I listened to the recording. My agent, she did call and left a voicemail. Let them know that the technician said that he was at the house for 10 to 15 minutes and that she would need to that you need to contact SBO in order to get rescheduled. Because anytime a tech call in and states that a customer is not at home, my agent have to verify that it's true. So we have to call the customer to verify and confirm. Because no one picked up the phone, the agent left a voicemail for the customer giving details of what the customer needs to do next.
All right, well, something went wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Something went wrong here. You nor I know what it is, but I can tell you that my wife was at home when this all took place. So I can't, my wife stayed home from work today to take care of this. So I don't know how the disconnect happened.
I'm not quite sure. Because she informed me.
I can't fix it. I already been told that I can't fix it. So now that the only way to fix it is to wait another week before we get a delivery. But we don't feel at fault. We feel that we did what we were supposed to do. We were there. But I guess we did something wrong. We have to be the ones that did something wrong because, you know, it is what it is.
You know, right. She explained the situation to me and said that she was in a backyard shoveling snow. That's what she told me.
How would you deliver? I mean, she was shoveling snow so that your delivery people wouldn't have to worry about the snow. I think that's courtesy. I think she was going out of her way to be courteous for the delivery. And because of that, we are now penalized being told that we weren't at home when we were and that we're penalized and we have to wait another week for the delivery of the piece of furniture or whatever it is. I get it. It's our fault.
I'm not saying it's your fault. But I'm not sure who.
She went out of her way to help out, and because of that, we're penalized. We're penalized a week.
You're not penalized for that. So whoever telephone number is on the account, that's who.
She's mine.
That's the. So because of the communication between that number and us calling, we wasn't able to get in contact with anyone. So your wife did give me her number.
Someone is saying that I received a phone number. Can you tell me what that number would be?
Not sure what, because we're at a call center, so I'm not sure which number we'll dial out. We have several numbers.
I didn't receive a phone call. I got a text message saying that they were 15 minutes out, but I never received a phone call.
I listened to the recording of the conversation when she called in.
Didn't call me.
And left a voicemail.
Send me that voicemail so I can hear myself say, hi, my name's Carmen. Please leave me a message. Because it's not on my phone. It's not like I deleted something just to make a point. I'm not there. I don't care. The truth is the truth. Someone didn't call. You're saying someone called me, and I'm saying they didn't. They might think they did. which is maybe where the error is, and then because of that mistake, we have to suffer for a whole week. That's all I'm saying. Now, I'm not raising my voice or anything like that. Someone didn't do what they told you they did, and you say, I have a recording for it. So, okay. We will wait another week for this.
Your voicemail, you got to look at it.
Please look at it from my side too, okay? This is 5 weeks now. We haven't had a dishwasher in 5 weeks. So this mistake today just compounds the fact that we haven't been able to get our landlord to take care of this. So now I have a woman who has just been trying to get this done, my wife, trying to get this done. And now she feels like garbage because she turned her back for a second and she's being told that that mistake was made. And that you guys can't be back in a week. That's the reality of the situation. She spent the day there. She took a vacation day from work to take care of this. And now she's got to take a second vacation day. And our landlord could give two craps about that. So that she's got to take a vacation day. And this is how she's going to spend her vacation. When she's also part of her vacation has been washing dishes for the past 5 weeks because of a dishwasher that broke down. That's the consumer side of this. I understand your side of it. Your side of it is, hey, you got to control it. You're a traffic person. You got to make sure it goes right. That's great. But I just want you to know that on the other side, she turned her back for a minute, and you're telling me that it was 45 minutes. She set up her office or her workspace at the front window of the house, and you're telling me that someone stood out in the front of my house for over a half hour, and she didn't see them? And that she went out and shoveled, and they didn't see her? I can't buy that. I don't buy it.
Well, the technician is not going to come to your back of your house. They're going to come to the front of the house. They're not going to come to the back of the house at all. They come through the front. And now on this new schedule today, we'll call your wife instead of calling you. But when I listened to the recorder, it did not have your name on it, but it did have your number repeating your number back to you.
Nobody, because that phone call was not made.
Well, sir, I'm just telling you what the recording. The recording repeated your number back.
I'm not raising my voice. I'm not arguing with you. I'm just telling you a fact. I'm telling you, you think that call was made? It wasn't made to me. If it was made to me, we wouldn't be having this conversation right now. Okay, that is what I'm trying to tell you. But we're fine. It's going to be delivered next Tuesday. There's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing I can do about it. My wife loses another vacation day for something that just happened because someone said they made a phone call, and now my wife is going to pay for it. That's cool. So when it gets delivered next week, and someone calls me up and says the delivery will be between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m., will it still be delivered at 3:30?
It can come anywhere in between that time.
Like I asked, I got a phone call this morning that said it would be between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m., and it wasn't delivered until 3, or the attempted delivery wasn't until after 3 o'clock. Is that what we get to look forward to? Is that what's going to happen? Because that's why she moved her office to the front, because she, at 1 o'clock she goes, it still isn't here. Maybe I should just stand up in front of the house all day.
Well, you should have received a phone call. We give a 4-hour time window.
Between 8 and 1.
And my system, it don't say 8 and 1. And my system, your time frame started at 1 o'clock. That's what our notes in our automated system, they gave that call.
1 o'clock.
Correct.
But then you showed up at 3 o'clock.
You got a 4-hour time frame.
Oh, okay. See, all right.
So they can show up anywhere in between that time.
Get an answer. Between you got it.
Your time frame between 1 and let me see what this say. Your time frame is between 1 and 5, not 8 and 1. So the technician can show up anywhere between 1 and 5 p.m. We don't have a time frame in our system. Nor the automated system calling saying 8 and 1.
Sure.
But we won't call your phone this time. We'll be calling your wife.
Yeah, I get it. The protocol says that you got an answer for everything. All right, great. All right, let's end this call.
Is there anything else, sir?
No, not at all.
Thank you for calling that speleologist, and you enjoy the rest of your night.
Don't thank me. It's not worth the thank.
You have a great day.
Use it on someone else.